Schön, das Samen Chesam und Aleph Wodin. Again, the Gemara says, Tana de Veri Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel learns like this. That Tana, he learned, de Veri Rabbi Shmuel Tana. In the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, he learns like this. The Pasuk says, Ben Ish Li Yishtoi, Ben Av La Bitoi, is Mikan, from this Pasuk, he learns out, to our Mishnah, that Lenara Hamarosa, if you have a Nara, young girl, she's only 12 years old, and she's Marosa, she just got married, she only has Kedushin, she has a husband, but they did not make Nisuyin yet. In such a case, if she made a neder, now when she got married, so to be made for the neder, the lochrish needs both. The husband and the father together, they have to be made for the neder. And he learns that from this posik, at the end of the posik says, ben ureo beisavio, so it says a loch of beisavio, and also says, ben ish lishtoi ben av levitoi, so there's a hekesh that sometimes you need both. You need the father and the husband together to be made for her nedarim. So when is that? When she's a nara hamarasa. She's not totally in the rishus of the father, because she got married already. But she's not totally in the rishus of the husband, because she didn't make nisuyin yet. She's still a nara, so she's in both rishus, the father and the husband. You need both of them to be made for her neder. Now the Gemara is Latona the very Rabbi Shmuel. Im ho yasil yish mayavadle. I, before Rav Darshan the Pasuk of Imho Yosil Yish, that taught us this halacha, that this Havayi means you only made Kedushin, so then you need the father and the husband to do it. So according to Tanis Greg Yishmoel, that he learns it out from the Pasuk Venish Lishtoi, what does he do with the Pasuk we had before of Imho Yosil Yish? So Gemara says, Mukim, he used it, Liyidach the Rava. For the other Chiddush of Rava, Rabba, the Chiddush later we'll see. But the Ran says, Kiddush the Rabba, the Yom LeKamon, Makish, Koidmin, Havaya, Shniya, LeKoidmin, Havaya, Rishoina. We'll make a Hekesh later. That in case we got married the second time, so the Locha, to be made from the Dorm that was made before the second Kedushin, is just like before the Havaya Rishoina. We'll have that Halacha later in the Fayin. So that's what he uses this Pasik, from Ho Yisil Yish for. Now the Gemara asks, for Rava, according to Rava, Hai the Tonin, the very Bishmuel, Mayovidle, has Rava before Darshan that the Chiddush of our Mishnah from the Pasuk from Ho Yosil Yish? That's how we know that there's a case that the father and the husband together, we need them both together to be made for the nether, to take off the nedarim that his wife made. So what do we do then with the first Pasuk of the very Rabbi Shmuel of this Rosh of Ben Ish Liishtoi Ben Av Levitoi? What's the Chiddush? So Gemara says, Mi Boyele Leimer comes to teach us Shahabal meifin nedarim shebeinoi lebeino, that the Baal also has a right to be meifin nedarim that his wife made that pertains between both of them, between her and him. Such nedarim the husband could be meifin. And the Ran says, Leima, the second line of the big lines, Leima shahabal meifin devarim shebeinoi lebeino, the nidre inu nefesh behed yiksivi. Is that there's a parasha in the Torah that a husband has a right to be made for his wife's nedarim? In other words, you don't have to go to a chacham, you don't have to go to a bezdin. When the husband hears about it, he just says, Mufalacho, I don't want this neder. The husband could do that. It's not by any neder the wife makes. It's only by special nedarim. So one case is inu nefesh. If she makes a neder that she can't eat or she can't eat certain food that gives her pain, such nedarim the husband has a right to be made for. That's a posse. The posse says, "Kol neder v'chol shvuas iser la'anos nefesh ben ish liyishtoi." That's one posse. The la'anos nefesh, that whenever the neder is to give himself pain and the husband like can't take it, he has a right to be made for his wife's nedarim. And we'll soon see the Ran says the same thing applies when a father has the right to be made for his own daughter's nedarim. When the daughter is like from 11 years old until 12 and a half, until she's a bageres, she's brishus av. So when the father hears the neder, he can be made for it. That's the same halachas. He could only be made for if the neder was, first of all, of inu nefesh, and secondly, by a husband, ubenish liyishtoi. Now, hu adin, itzrach lidvarm shebino lebeino. Has this pasuk now, benish liyishtoi, come to teach us that a husband can only be made for nedarim that has to do with him and his wife. Lekama miyidach pirkei meforish mayniyu. The next parak, the Gemara will go to explain exactly which nedarim is considered that she made something against the husband. Like she makes a neder not to have tashmish with the husband, or not to cook for her husband. She makes nedarim that pertains to the husband. That's the halacha. The husband has a right to be made for that neder. Now the Ran holds that v'chiheichid the baal, the same thing by a husband, and a meifa benidri ishtoi, el in the dorm sheish bem inui, udvorm shebenol aveno, that a husband has the right to be made for his wife's nadorim, without going to a chochem. But it's only these special nadorim, that either there's inu, she's giving some pain to herself, or else it has to do with between her and husband. So Ran says, hochinama, the same thing applies av, by the father. Is a nameifa benidre bitoi ela elu bavad. The same thing when a father has the right to be made for his daughter's nadorim, it's only a neder that either it's inu nefesh, it's something that gives herself pain, or else it has to do between her and her father. These two types of nadorim is what the father could be made for. That's why we need the pasuk ben ish li ish before. Now the Gemara goes to a famous shayla. Iboy lihu, I have a question like this. What's the halacha? Baal megiz gaiz or miklash kolish? So the Chura case is, like our Mishnah says, when you have this Nara Hamarosa, you have this young girl, she's 12 years old, and she just got married, and they did not make Nisuyin. They only make Kedushin. She's called an Arusa. So the halacha of the Mishnah says that if she makes a neder, there are two people, and we need both of them together to be made for it. The husband and the father together have to be made for the neder. Now the shaila is, when one does it, like each one, how do we look at it? Let's say the baal, when the husband, when he hears that his wife made the neder, he right away says, Muflecha, I don't want that neder. I made for the neder for you. So before the father does it, when the husband did it by himself, megiz gaiz, so we consider as if he knocked off half of the neder. Megiz gaiz, like he chopped it in half, like it's two parts of the neder, and the husband takes off one half, and then the father takes off the second half. That's one way to look at it. Like L'mashal would be, let's say the wife made a neder not to eat two olives. So maybe the neder is upon two olives. So maybe when the husband is made for it, he likes take off the yisr neder from one olive. That's called megiz gaiz. He chops off half of the neder. And then when the father does it, he takes off the other half, the other olive. Oy, the other side is no, the other way is maybe not. Miklash kolish, that when the husband does it first, he doesn't take off a complete half of the nether. He only makes a little bit weak. Like if the nether was upon, let's say, two olives. And now the husband, when he hears about it, he's made for the nether. He doesn't take off the nether completely from any part of the olive. But just the whole two olives now is miklash kolish, became a little bit weaker. The nether is a little bit weaker. Because like half of his strength was taken off. And then when the father does it, he completes that for her. That's the shayla.
What does weak mean, though? I mean,
weak, almost, oh, good, we'll say. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says like this. Iboy lihu, baal megiz gaiz oi miklash kolish. Kolaymar. Orus, she'ena mefer elu mishit foser diav. When the only has kedushin, so the husband now needs the father also to be made for the nether. Now, kishemefer chelkoi, when the husband makes hafara, true, then the next day the father hears about it, he'll also be made for it. But the first day when the husband heard about it, and he made hafara, is the pshat megiz gaiz kloimar. Shechoyte chatzia neder lagamri. It's like he cuts off half of the nether. O mevatloi, and he takes it away completely. The chetzi of achel, the other half, nishar chozak. It's strong kevatchil, like in the beginning. It's not weak at all, the other half. That's one way to learn. Oy, maybe no. Miklash kolish. It makes it weaker. What does that mean? It doesn't mean you cut off half of the nether. That's not the pshat. Ella biaforis oris miklashu the kolish lay. Kule nether. He like weakens the whole nether. Or the kami boy lay bioris. Who had in biyav chad menayanoket? The same shaila would be if the father makes the nether first. That's the question. When one makes it first, what did he do to the nether? Is it like he chopped off half of the nether? Or no, the whole nether is still here, just it's a little bit weaker, that's all. What's the nafkamina? Gemara says, heichikami boile. What's the case? To go in the nodra mitrain zaysen. Let's say the wife made a nether not to eat two olives. She made it on two olives. The Shama Oris, and first the Oris heard about it, the husband heard about it, the Heifalo, and he was Meifa the Neder, the Yachloson, and then she ate these two olives. The question is like this, Iyamrin and Megas Gaius. If we say the pshat is Megas Gaius, that when the husband did it so far by himself, he like chopped off half of the nether. So the pshat is he like took off the nether off one Zayas. But on the second Zayas, the nether is completely there. Therefore, since she ate both of these Zayas, of these two olives, she'll for sure get Malkus now. Because one of these two is the nether. True, the husband was made for his portion, but his portion is like only half of the nether was taken off. Since there were two Zaysim involved, so true, one is Mutter, but if she eats both of them, she'll get Malkus. But if you tell me the other way, if you'll tell me though, Miklas Kolish, Isura in Miklas Kolish, if you tell me now when the husband was made for the nether, he made the whole nether weak on the both olives. He made the nether is still there, true, but it's a weaker type of a nether, which means now if she eats it, she would not get Malkus anymore. So then we say, Isur b'yamahu, it's only called an Isur, it's called a Kolish, a weak Isur. That's the Shalomai, what's the Locha? This is the Nafkamina. When the husband, or else the father, either one of them, was made for her nether, and then right away she went and ate it. So the question is, does she get Malkus now or not? So we say the first one is Miklash Kolish, the whole thing. So therefore there's only like an Isura B'Alma that's left over, but not the strength of a Malkus. Or else no, on half of it it's a complete nether, and therefore she will still get Malkus. That's the Gemara Shaila. So Gemara says, Toshima, come and I'll bring your proof. From the Gemara later, it says like this. Eimasai Amru, when do we say that Meis HaBal, in the case that, again, the wife, she made a nether, and right now she needs both the husband and the father to be made for the nether. What's going to be if Meis HaBal, let's say the husband dies, Nisreitna Rishus Liav, when do we say that now the whole thing gets thrown back to the father, and the father can be made for the nether by himself? That's called Nisreitna. It's thrown back to the father. So again, Amosai, when do I say, Amosai Yomer, when is it said that Meis HaBal, if the husband dies now after Kedushin, And she made a nether. That Nisreikna Rishus Liav, that all the power of this nether gets thrown to the father. And now the father by himself could be made for this nether. Bizman in the case, Shaloi Shema HaBal, Kaidim Shiyomas. The husband did not hear about this nether before he died. So he didn't do like he was Iker, he was not Mekayimit. He didn't make a Kiyim to the nether. He Bechlau didn't hear about it. And then he died. So then very good, now the father takes over. Oisha Shoma, or else even the case where he heard about it, Vishosik, and he kept quiet. Oisha Shoma Umeis, Oisha Shoma Bhofer, or else he heard and he was made for the nether right away, Umeis Bay Bayayim, and he died that day. Now that it says that the husband had died that day, the main part is upon the shtika. Because the locher is like this. If you hear the nether that your wife made a nether, so if you hear about it, you have a complete day to do something. Either you could be made for it, that means take it away, or else if you keep quiet for a full day, that is automatically like a Maisa Koma. That automatically is like you are Mekayim, like your Megala does to us, that you're Menach Nichalei, that you're Nichal with this nether. So therefore here we don't want that to happen. We don't want that the husband did anything to make the nether stay. So either the case is the husband didn't hear about it at all, or else when he did hear about it, either he was made for the nether right away, or else he died that day before we did anything. So again, since the day did not pass by yet, it is not called Hakama. So in such a case, the nether is like not untouchable yet. The husband's portion, he did not make Hakama. He did not make that the nether should be here. Therefore we say, when the husband dies, Zui Shoshaninu. This is what we learned, that Meis HaBal, when the husband dies, Nisreitna Rishus Liav, that the nether now gets thrown to the father, and the father by himself has the right to be made for the nether.